I was in a foreign country when a girl came to my table and drank strong Turkish coffee, scoring music in a folder. But a manuscript proved tricky. She discarded it quite quickly. She gave up and lit a cigarette in a Marlene Dietrich holder. Supernatural. Gave up and lit a cigarette in a Marlene Dietrich holder. She saw that I was staring at the clothes she wasn't wearing. But it didn't bother this girl. She was full of wealth and confidence. Improvidence, coincidence, a lethal combination. And I swear I saw her radiate a pink fluorescent aura. Supernatural. Swear I saw her radiate a pink fluorescent aura. I found myself rehearsing an imaginary appraisal of a penciled song arrangement lying open on the table. So you're the one who's scared of seeing something supernatural. I tried to move my voice box, but it seemed to be unusual. Supernatural. Tried to move my voice box, but it seemed to be neutral. Supernatural. Supernatural. Today's the day that Buddha was transcended. Her ice cold fingers brushed my arm. The contact was intended. I closed my eyes a second to consider this proposal, when an icy gust of wind blew all our papers off the table. Supernatural. When an icy gust of wind blew all our papers off the table. I slowly gathered up the scruffy notes that I'd been writing, and I found to my complete surprise the girl was not beside me. And in her place there was a vase with ashes and rose petals. The air was thick with incense, and I asked if I was dreaming. The air was thick with incense. I asked if I was dreaming. Supernatural. Supernatural. I swear I saw her radiate a pink fluorescent aura. Where I saw her radiate a pink fluorescent aura. Supernatural.